Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, and I believe rightly so, who's watching the watchers? We're talking about the newly formed Board of Disinformation, headed up by a female that has been spreading disinformation and speaking lies and causing dissension in America. She'll be heading that up, and we'll talk about her in just a moment. But with that being said, who's going to be watching the watchers that's deciding what should be said in America today? We're dealing with that, and we're talking with, as our very special guest today, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill was the former representative for District 1, the Florida House. We're delighted that he has insight and wisdom on these areas that I treasure and pray that you are being informed and blessed by this interview today. Congressman Hill, I'm looking at an article that says Biden, speaking of our wonderful president, says Biden says that MAGA, M-A-G-A, the Make America Great Again crowd, is the most extreme political organization that ever existed in recent American history. It goes on to say in the article, President Joe Biden on Wednesday reached the leaked, reacting to the leaked draft option opinion, signaling the Supreme Court's intent to overturn Roe versus Wade, slammed Republicans, saying the controversy is about the about a lot more than abortion, and warned that the MAGA crowd is the most extreme political organization that has ever existed in American history. And it goes on, he goes on, this is about more, a lot more than abortion, Biden said, pointing to Roe versus Wade as part of the right of privacy, as he had Tuesday following the release of the draft option. Quote, this reminds me of the debate with Robert Bork. Bork believed that the only reason you had any inherent rights was because the government has given them to you. By the way, I'll just pause, Congressman. That was a de facto lie inserted into his rambling. When I was questioning him, speaking of Robert Bork, as the chairman, I said, I believe I have the rights, and I have not just because, and I have the rights not just because the government gave them to me, which you believe, but because I'm just a child of God and because I exist, end quote. So, Congressman, if we already know that the position of the federal government from the very top down, from Joe Biden's own words, that those that are considered Trump followers or that believe in the Trump doctrine, that we are considered the most extreme political organization that's ever existed in America. Going back to the conversation before our news break, wouldn't that point to the major focus that this new board called the Disinformation Board, wouldn't that by simply what they already believe, wouldn't that stand to make us understand that that is the focus of what this Disinformation Board will be seeking?
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. I mean, they're telling us exactly what they intend to do in full view. Whenever Biden begins to talk, You don't know if he's saying what he's saying because his dementia is on full display, or if it's because he's just an outright liar. And most of the time, the words that come out of his mouth, whatever he says, just believe the opposite, because then you'll have the truth, because he does lie. And so many in his regime lie daily. You look at the press secretary, Jen Psaki. She is so comfortable with lying. It comes naturally to them. And it's because they follow the father of lies, and that is Satan himself. We are seeing on a Democrat Party on full display evil being manifested every day when they are trying to take away our God-given rights. And then he tries to say that Bork was the one who said that they come from government and not from God. Like, just flip it 180 and you'll know what the real truth is. You know, we have this the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security saying he didn't know these things about this woman who he wants to put at the head of it. Of course he knew about it. And I believe if we're going to stop them from saying these lies, perjuring himself, because you're under oath when you speak before Congress, that he should be prosecuted for perjury. And when you start doing that, then you'll start seeing perhaps less of it. But right now, they are so bold in their telling lies daily, constantly. We see it coming from them from all angles, where there is no right to privacy anywhere in the Constitution that gives you authority to murder a preborn baby. It does not exist. And they keep saying this. There is no right to privacy to your own body, to where you can murder a child that's in the womb. Do you have a right to privacy in your home if you were to abuse a child, beat a child because it's in your bedroom? No. Do you have a right to privacy to cause bodily harm to someone only because it's in the privacy? No, there is no such thing as this right to privacy to murder a child in the womb.
Congressman, that's a good transition in thought, because I wanted to ask you some of your thoughts in relationship to perhaps the most pivotal information and things that are occurring in America today outside of the new Board of Disinformation designed to control free speech, as the outflow of Elon Musk buying Twitter and saying that free speech is necessary. That's what triggered this disinformation board and the information that they are, or the position that they're taking. So with that being said, the second major issue that I believe faces us today at this very moment is the results of a leaked document from the Supreme Court. You're familiar with that, I'm sure. Would you take a moment, and for the benefit of our listeners that may not be familiar with what has happened in the past several days with the U.S. Supreme Court and the leaked document, give a brief scenario of the background of the setting. Then I want us to talk about that and what that portends for us, for we as Americans, and for this election cycle.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, what happened was a Yale Law School graduate who is a clerk for Justice Sotomayor leaked the document of the possibly what would be the opinion of the Supreme Court in the Roe v. Wade and the Planned Parenthood versus Casey decisions, which would to overturn them completely and to call them for what they are. Justice Alito wrote an opinion saying that they were wholly and completely wrong and need to be overturned, and that the power instead belongs to the states to decide what's going to happen with this whole issue concerning abortion. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, that should go to the states. Perhaps it should, but the whole fact is that murder is being committed when you murder that preborn baby in the womb. states should not be allowed to say murder is okay. Murder is wrong wherever it takes place. And so this clerk for Justice Sotomayor leaked the document showing that likely the Roe v. Wade and Casey cases were going to be overturned. Now, this was, of course, an intentional leak. It was done to try and perhaps change that decision through any means necessary. And we are seeing it right now, Dr. Youngblood. The radicals on the left are there outside the Supreme Court protesting, committing violence, committing assault and a battery on those who are there praying for the babies, praying for the correct decision coming out of Supreme Court. And I'll tell you this, Dr. Youngblood, when I was in office, I had aides who worked for me. And an aide does not do anything on their own. If they are going to publish anything, if they're going to submit anything, they get approval from the member, from the representative or senator. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. That clerk did not do that on his own.
That's right.
I've seen his name, but it escapes me right now. He did not do that on his own. And I believe it had the knowledge and consent of Justice Sotomayor. That's my opinion. I believe she had the knowledge and consent of doing that. And if that is the case, then she should be removed from the bench. She should be impeached. A lot of people have the misconception that a Supreme Court judge has that seat for life, and that's not true. Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution says they can occupy that seat as long as they display good behavior. They can be removed for bad behavior, and that has happened before. In our history, where judges have been removed from the bench for bad behavior. And if it can be proven that Sotomayor was aware of this leak and gave her consent, I don't even think she needs to give her consent. If she was aware that it was going to happen, she should be removed from the bench for bad behavior.
Absolutely. It's a critical position that we're in now in America, when we find the corruption in the legislative branch, we find corruption in the executive branch, and now we find corruption in the judiciary, it destroys the integrity of the three branches of government and thus undermines the solid foundation that we once had as a Judeo-Christian nation. And I'm familiar with Psalms 11:3. If the foundation to be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's where we stand today. Congressman, I'm looking at an article, headline, Liberals Cheer as Hero, the Leaker Who Violated Supreme Court Secrecy Rules. Several prominent liberals took to social media to praise the anonymous individual who leaked the new Supreme Court's reported draft opinion on in Dobbs versus Jackson, Women's Health Organization, Monday night, which appeared to show that the court's intent was to overturn Roe versus Wade. The unprecedented leak revealed that the majority of the justices had reportedly agreed in December, in their December vote, to overturn Roe versus Wade, which protects unborns and unborns as a constitutional right. Though the vote is not yet final and may still change, according to Politico, some liberals praise the move as heroic, a last-ditch effort to derail the court's decision. As we start a discussion here, it is shocking both in substance and also shocking in terms of what it means about the court and what it means about the stakes here that someone was willing to do this. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow, which for our listeners may not understand is the most rabid liberal that you could put on a television screen, said Monday, what this person has done in revealing that document is just remarkable thing to do, end quote. And it goes on to talk about other liberals and what they're saying. So, Congressman, my question to you, Do you believe, number one, I think that we both agree that this leak was intentional, it was purposeful. What is the intent? What is the purpose? Where do they want this to take us as a review, as a result of that?
Well, indeed, it was intentional, Dr. Youngblood, and the person who did it is not anonymous. He is known. I've seen a photograph of him. His first name is, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Amit, A-M-I-T. Last name is Parett, P-A-R-E-T. He's a Yale Law School graduate. He's not anonymous, as we're seeing or we're hearing in the media right now. They know exactly who did it. And what they are wanting to see done, what they hope their intention is to, one, either change that decision, put enough pressure on the justices who may become cowardly and decide to change their position, i.e. Kavanaugh, where they might change their position, or give a impetus to the Senate to want to pack the court to put more justices on there to perhaps change that outcome. I just read an article this morning, Dr. Youngblood, where Justice Alito was supposed to appear at an event, I think in Louisiana, and now he cannot appear. They're not giving the reasons why. They're just saying he will not be there. And I'm sure it's because of security reasons. I'm sure it's because of threats on his own life. That is exactly what they wanted to happen. And here's Biden calling the MAGA crowd the most extreme radical group that America's ever seen. Again, he's lying. Just turn it 180 degrees. No, the most extreme radical groups have been those on the left, like the KKK, like Antifa, like Black Lives Matter. Those are the extreme radicals, and they have shown and proven that. Occupy D.C., where they will use violence, they'll use any means necessary, and unfortunately, they seem to get away with it as they commit these violent acts. And then even when they are arrested, we have these leftist district attorneys who either are not prosecuting them or who are letting them out of jail so that they can continue. The left is on full display of their radical agenda of what America could turn into if they remain in power. And I believe because of that, because they have shown their hands, that enough Americans are going to say, we do not want you in power. We do not want you doing what you're doing to our country. And instead, we're going to turn it over to the other party, which, by the way, Dr. Youngblood, doesn't guarantee that all of a sudden we'll get all of our rights back, because there are too many who call themselves Republicans but do not behave and act like Republicans. And instead of it being left and right and Republicans and Democrats, it should be one thing, and that is constitutional conservatives, Amen. Those who adhere to the Constitution.
Absolutely. I'm looking at an article by David Horowitz. You're familiar with his writing. He said the United States Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe versus Wade, and the left is showing the American people exactly who they are. They're liars. They're hypocrites. They're terrorists. They've convinced half of the country that abortion for any reason has something to do with health care or human rights. They violated the Supreme Court in an attempt to stop the decision, and they're showing us just how many rules they're willing to break so long as they can get their own way. Further, he states, and mark my words, they'll use this leak to push for the packing of the courts and abolishing the filibuster rule. Tell our listeners, Congressman, I'm familiar with it. I'd rather have you articulate it. What is the filibuster rule? Why should it be left in place? And if it is removed, what does it do?
Yes, what the filibuster rule does, Dr. Youngblood, is allow, typically it's the party that's in the minority in the Senate to be able to stop legislation from proceeding. And they do it by filibustering. That is, they will talk ad nauseum, at length, on whatever topic they want. It doesn't have to be about the bill that is at hand, just to try and run out the clock, that it gets beyond the time for to be able to vote on the measure. It can be done by one or more than one members of the Senate to continue to filibuster, to continue debating on an issue. Again, it doesn't have to, the debate does not have to be about the bill. They can talk about whatever they want, but it will prevent the bill from getting a vote. And I believe that that filibuster rule needs to remain in place, because what it does is it makes sure that we don't have the tyranny of the majority at all times, that there are times when something needs to be filibustered, needs to be delayed so it can't be voted on. And we're seeing it right now when you have such radical leftists who are in charge of our government right now. We need that filibuster rule to remain in place, not only when Republicans are in the minority, but also when Democrats are in the minority. It's all a part of our process to make sure we have good government.
Absolutely. And one of the things, too, that I believe our listeners need to have clear understanding of, when we talk about, when they talk about packing the court, packing the Supreme Court, we've got nine justices. Packing the court would mean exactly what, should our listeners understand about that?
That means that you put more justices as members of the Supreme Court, and because right now the Democrats basically are, I won't say in charge of the Senate, but they have enough senators to where if there's a tie-breaking measure, that the Vice President, Kamala Harris, will be the deciding vote. So essentially that gives them a one-vote majority. And so we have nine justices now. Let's say they want to make it 13 or 15. There's nothing in the Constitution that prevents them from doing that. And they could then bring on more leftist judges who will then make decisions that favor the left, not necessarily favoring what the Constitution says, because the left has proven that they don't follow the Constitution, but favoring the left ideology. Franklin Roosevelt tried to do that to get his New Deal passed. And it was defeated at that time, but they're bringing it back again. The radical left, FDR was a radical leftist, and now we have someone who's even more radical than he is. That's the puppet Joe Biden in office, and that's why the talk of packing the court has come back again, just so that they can ram their agenda down the throats of the American people.
Exactly right. Let's touch on something very quickly. Right now, if the Vice President breaks the tie, it would be 51 ruling out of the Supreme Court. What is the rule that requires with major decisions of Supreme Court justices that there be a 60 vote and not just simply a simple majority? What is that rule called, and how can that be eliminated, which is what they're wanting to do now, in order to appoint other justices?
I'll have to apologize, Dr. Youngblood. I don't know the name of that rule, what it is called, but it is a rule that was put in place by the Senate itself. The Senate body can make rules. It's not something that is in the Constitution, is not something by law, but it is a rule that they can make of how they're going to govern themselves as a body, and to make things go more smoothly. And it is agreed upon by the members of the body. And so what they have done is set a high bar of where 60 votes are going to be needed in order to get some measures passed. But I apologize, Dr. Youngblood, I don't know the rule of that 60-vote rule of law.
But in the Senate, if they can remove that, so just a simple majority will put a Supreme Court justice, confirm a Supreme Court justice, we're in serious danger with the potentiality of that. I'm looking at an article that says the demonic left will stop at nothing, including destroying the Supreme Court in order to kill babies. In an egregious and unprecedented move, Politico published a full draft of the leaked Supreme Court opinion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the left's worst nightmare. They're about to lose their grasp on the bogus legal precedents for 1973 Roe v. Wade that undergirds the foundation of their platform and all of their aims. It's the decision that to this day enables them to carry their values of convenience, population control, pandering, and dehumanizing unborn babies, unborn children, before dismembering them and calling it empowerment. They're probably going to carry this out this year. Here's three things, then, that are stated here. First, the left is desperate. Second, with a conservative SCOTUS majority and clear public opinion against the evils of abortion, the left will be faced with an uphill battle unless they pack the courts. Third, we know their intention is, the left is committing and to tear down the foundations for the family, the church, and the monuments of our history, the very meaning of sex. The Supreme Court is no exception, and we know this is only what they are wanting to do, and this is the beginning of it. So, Congressman, in the final thoughts that we have for this broadcast, as I see it, we're going to see a real, real rush and push for the balance of this year headed into the election cycle. And I personally believe, and I want your input on this thought, I personally believe that before we get to the voting season, we're already in the primaries in some states, before we get into that, we're going to find that we're going to have major demonstrations in the streets, major rioting in the streets over the issue of abortion and supposedly that right being taken away. And secondly, we're going to find a squelching of free speech that prevents us from communicating one with another about the election. I believe these are going to be reaching their crescendo and the apex of that by July, August of this year before the election. What is your take on it? What is your response? And with that, then, wrap us up on the broadcast with some final words to the listeners today.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I think you're right on target. We're going to see the left becoming more radical, using any means necessary to continue their evil agenda. And it is downright evil, Dr. Youngblood, when God proclaimed in the garden after the great fall, when sin was taking place, and he told Satan that there's going to be a seed that is going to crush your head. Satan has been killing babies ever since. We right. saw where he was throwing the babies in the Nile River. We saw after Jesus was born, how Herod went and murdered any male child who was 2 years old and younger. He has hated babies, and he continues to hate babies. Even the nation Israel fell prey to that, where they were giving their kids in a fire to Molech and to Baal. And we are seeing it continuing today. It is nothing more than pure evil, and is on full display by those on the left right now.
Congressman, our time has elapsed, and we're on a hard wrap-up. Thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
ABC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.